This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 33 minutes until the top of the hour. Our guests now are here to talk about the Persisters show that opens tonight at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. The title is Radical Self-Love. We have co-founders of Persisters M and Melissa Griffiths. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you. Hi, Scott. Thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you here. Should we start with the description of what Persisters is?
Yeah, so Persisters is an art collective, it's a feminist art collective. It's women artists, and it was actually, I think, Em's idea to begin with.
Yeah, I really wanted Persisters to be kind of this platform for all sorts of artists that were either starting out or expertise, just a way to express themselves or even further their careers. If they've never tried having or to go for an art show before and wanted it in or just to get themselves out there.
Got it. And when did you start this?
Oh, gosh.
It would be in, let's see. The idea came after the 2016 presidential election. We were feeling, I guess, inspired in a way.
Yeah.
And we had our first show in May of 2017.
Got it.
And we've had, I think this is our fourth or fifth show since we started, maybe our fourth show,
it's
our first full month show.
Got it. And about how many members are part of Persisters?
It's pretty loose overall, but we have, I want to say, 25 pieces in the show. So from 25 different artists.
All right. Radical Self-Love. And do I understand that they're portraits?
Yes. So these are self-portraits. And I inflicted this theme upon us all. Because I knew that it would be something that was challenging, but a very worthwhile challenge. I wanted people to take some time with themselves and think about how they perceive themselves and how to express that. And then the other thing is, again, representation, as Em was pointing out, is so important. So not only are we giving artists a platform, we're also giving giving artists a platform to say, this is me.
And Em, I'm guessing you made a self-portrait?
I did.
Can you describe it for our listeners, please?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm very passionate about my career tattooing, so it's very focused around that. A big part of my self-portrait is tattoo stencils, upcycled tattoo stencils. So I'm really excited. It's surprisingly difficult to draw yourself.
Yes,
I've
it is.
I've never really tried. Yeah.
I actually got really lucky, and one night I was texting with Em and our fellow co-founder, Lorelei Maiko, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to draw. I had this idea for my self-portrait, and I said, I'll just draw this, a sketch, just for funsies. And then I was like, oh, this looks like me. I did it. So I ended up using that sketch, and what mine looks like is it's a mixed media gouache and embroidery on cotton fabric, just framed in the hoop. And then there are about six smaller pieces that accompany it that are part of the overall self-portrait.
So if you go to KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon, listeners, you can see Melissa made sort of a what would you call the
little
image
teaser.
You sent me? A teaser.
And so it's just little pieces of and you can see a piece of mine in progress in the teaser. And yeah, it just shows little pieces of the painting so you can get an idea of the really big range we have in styles and kind of interpretations of the theme.
Yeah, Em, can you think of another participant's entry and describe that for us?
Oh, man, I've only seen a few of them. I haven't got to preview everyone's stuff, so this is going to be pretty new to me. I saw Lorelei, though. She did some really beautiful like color schemes with her, with the purples and pinks, and I think she has her cat in hers as
well.
Yeah. Iconic.
Yes, Pi has made an appearance. So Em was just in Salt Lake City for a tattoo convention, and so she wasn't – actually able to help set up the show, but Lorelei and I got it up on Tuesday night. We have really interesting stuff. There is a sculptural piece with a plant and a doll. There are paintings, lots of, let's see, we've got acrylic and oil. We have a piece that uses actual human hair, but in a much less creepy way than you might think. We have a lot of just mixed media pieces, simple pencil sketches, and just really colorful and elaborate things, and ranging in size, too, from something close to like a postcard to, I think, to here, McInnes has like maybe the largest piece, and it's wonderful. And yeah, there's just so many different things to see. We have a piece from Crystal Worrell, which includes some of her like beautiful Tlingit and Athabascan kind of designs. So just something for everyone from everyone.
This opens in an hour. We can go see it in person.
4:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. for the first Friday celebration at the Jack. And then it's up through the month, which is also exciting. I know we have even a couple artists who can't make it to the opening tonight, but they can go and show their family members and see the whole show in person later on at their leisure.
Beyond looking at beautiful art, is there something more that you want the people who come and look at it to take away, sort of the Persisters message or something to be mindful of?
I mean, I think I would be most excited if somebody comes to this show and decides they want to also be a Persister and they get in touch with us and, you know, maybe submit some art for our next show.
Yeah, one of the cool things about Persisters is the art shows that have stemmed from that. We've had a couple different artists that have been in our first couple shows, which have been pop-ups. So this is what's kind of extra cool about this one running all month long, that have had opportunities to go and do their own solo exhibitions in different places.
You have an online presence as well, too, right?
We do. We have a website, persisters907.com, and we have social media, Instagram and Facebook, at persisters907.
Okay. If somebody does want to become a Persister, what's the best way to do that?
I would say go to our website and sign up for email, and you can send us a message, and we're very available to talk to you about what it means to be a Persister and how to get involved.
This is great. We've been speaking with Em and Melissa Griffiths from Persisters. Their show Radical Self-Love opens in an hour at the Juno Arts and Culture Center across the street here in downtown Juneau. Thank you both so much for coming on the show. Is there anything we're missing? Anything else you'd like to add?
Come check us out.
Yeah, we hope to see you. Come say hi to us. We're all really nice.
It's a beautiful night.
It is. Don't stay great out night. In the sunshine.
Great night to get outside and walk around.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, walk around between different art locations.
Absolutely.
Don't climb a mountain right now.